Tunisia's decade-old democracy is facing its biggest crisis since the Arab Spring of 2011, after President Kais Saied sacked the Prime Minister and suspended Parliament. The move, condemned as a coup by the ruling political parties, came after a day of protests over a spike in COVID infections and a deepening economic crisis. We've been speaking to journalist and North Africa specialist Mary Fitzgerald, who explained the background to last night's dramatic developments.
Well, over the last year, and actually before that, there had been building frustrations in Tunisia over the economic situation, high unemployment, and basically a sense 10 years after the toppling of Ben Ali, who had been the leader in Tunisia for decades, in what was the first toppling of an autocrat in what was then described as the Arab Spring. 10 years after that, Tunisians were increasingly frustrated with the situation, with the status quo. And last year, Tunisians felt that they had escaped the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic. But what has happened in recent months is there's been an upsurge in COVID-19 cases in Tunisia. It's really been knocked sideways by that. A lot of frustrations over how the government has been handling their response to the pandemic in recent months. And that, of course, layered with these economic frustrations, was really created quite a tinderbox. And I think that's a large reason why last night, after President Kais Saied made his announcement dismissing the Prime Minister, freezing Parliament, and also suspending the legal immunity of MPs. And he also said he was going to take control of the General Prosecutor's Office. So quite a lot there that he's vowing to do. But what was interesting was to see in both the capital, Tunis, and other cities in Tunisia, there were people out celebrating and cheering what Saied had done. Now, it's important to state that just because there have been images of people cheering what happened yesterday evening, that doesn't necessarily give us a sense of what a majority of Tunisians feel about what happened yesterday. And Ennahda, the party of Rachid Ghannouchi, who is the Speaker of the Parliament, that has been the biggest political party in Tunis. It has an extensive support base. And Rachid Ghannouchi, amongst others, has described what Kais Saied did yesterday as a coup. There have been concerning reports coming from Tunis just this afternoon that media offices, including the offices of Al Jazeera, have been raided by security forces. So quite a bit of trepidation and concern over what may happen next.
President Saied denies that what he's done is a coup. He says he's acting in line with the constitution. I suppose that'll be argued back and forth. But is there any clarity, even at this early stage, about what his intentions are? The suspension of Parliament is something he's ordered for 30 days. So what is he intending? Is it at all clear?
Still many questions about that. Certainly a number of people I've discussed this with are quite concerned over his declaration that he's taking control of the General Prosecutor's Office. That gives an indication that something else may be going on here, apart from a suspension of the Parliament and a dismissal of the Prime Minister. On the constitutional issue, yes, Kais Saied has claimed that he's invoking Article 80 of the Tunisian Constitution, but critically, the Constitutional Court was not set up. So Tunisia is now in a situation where if there was to be that back and forth over whether Saied was indeed invoking Article 80 in its full letter, because there are claims that he did not, there's no place to actually debate that right now. Saied himself last night warned against any armed response to his actions. He said that the armed forces will respond with bullets. That has also worried people. Rachid Ghannouchi, the Speaker of the Parliament, has called for people to take to the streets to protest what Saied did. Ghannouchi and his supporters are casting this not just as a coup, but also a counter-revolution and a betrayal of the revolution. That, of course, a reference to the toppling of Ben Ali in 2011. Mm. So I think the concern here is that we will see the security forces act in a way in the next days that could inflame the situation.
Journalist Mary Fitzgerald speaking to us earlier.